microfluidics. When working with pressure-driven flow control systems in microfluidics, we are working with pressure, not with volumetric flow rates. However, in some cases, it is necessary or helpful to know the volumetric flow rate of the fluid in the microchannel. For example, in order to follow a specific protocol for a cell culture, stoichiometry in the microchannel, or just to monitor the consumption of precious reagents. In such cases, there are different approaches to determine the flow rate in the channel. In general, you can calculate it by weighing the droplets at specific pressure values and thus calibrate the system. This is the most precise method, however cumbersome. Or you can use commercially available flow meters. The available flow meters in the market are usually integrated upstream of the microchannel. However, the measured flow rate is not precisely equivalent to the actual volumetric flow rate, since the method is indirect, for example, based on the temperature or Coriolis force. It makes the calibration before use mandatory. Furthermore, the accuracy of the currently available flow meters in the microliter range has to be optimized significantly in order to obtain reliable results. The liquid flow meters for the microfluidics use different approaches. The most known ones use two principles: temperature-based flow measurement, Coriolis force-based flow measurement. For the temperature-based measurement, a tiny amount of heat is introduced to the fluid. The temperature differentials, which are monitored by sensors up and downstream, provide information on the actual flow. Still, in this case, you have to consider the physical properties of the used fluid, for example, specific heat capacity of the fluid. Coriolis flow meters, which are widely used in industry, are also available for the mass flow measurement in microfluidics. They usually are based on U-shaped pipes. The principle of these flow meters is based on the measurement of the phase shift of the state of operation at different locations along the pipe, which, however, emerges through the incoming fluid into the system. For constant density fluids, the volumetric flow rate can be directly determined from the measured mass flow rate of the sensor. However, this approach is difficult for fluids with variable density, for example, compressibility, droplets, bubbles, and is prone to external vibrations or movements.